Now, you yourself presented some new data on some very small but certainly very interesting trials looking, on the one hand, let me ask you first about histone deacetylases. Tell me what's happening here and what your study was.
So there are now a host of different new drugs that appear to affect histone deacetylase. And we know that many different types of cancer can be attributed to alterations in gene expression and chromatin remodeling. And so trying to target histone deacetylase is a reasonable therapeutic target in the treatment of many different kinds of cancers.
And you've got some responses.
And so to date, there are a number of agents that are successfully targeting HDAC, including SAHA, as well as historical agents like phenylbutyrate and valproic acid, and other new agents like dexapeptide. In single-agent phase 1 studies of both oral and intravenous SAHA, marked activity has been seen in select subtypes of very refractory lymphoma, including patients with transformed lymphoma, where 2 of 2 patients had major responses, including 1 CR, 1 PR, as well as 1 patient who had a peripheral T-cell lymphoma who also had a partial response to SAHA.
You've also been presenting on the mTOR signaling pathway, a familiar drug that we've seen in transplant treatment, temsirolimus. You've got some interesting responses. What did you do in your study?
So, in fact, this is a study that was conducted and PI'd by Tom Witzig out at the Mayo Clinic. And Tom had conducted a phase 2 study of temsirolimus, formerly known as CCI-779, which is a selective inhibitor of mTOR. And by binding to other proteins that can influence the activity of mTOR, inhibitors of this signaling pathway have been shown to induce both cell cycle arrest and apoptosis in a variety of different in vitro models of lymphoma. And so in a single agent phase 2 study in patients with mantle cell lymphoma, where the AKT-mTOR pathway is known to be grossly dysregulated, the group at Mayo Clinic demonstrated an overall response rate of about 38% with an overall duration of response of about 6 months in otherwise heavily pretreated patients with mantle cell lymphoma, which is very reminiscent of what we're seeing with bortezomib, with response rates of about 40% and durations of response ranging in the order of 6 months or so.